Dr. Sabre King, an office note on patient Tamara Finland Hubbard, TAMARAA Finland, UUINLAND Hubbard at QBEARD. Date of birth 3/20/1978, date of service 1/21/2026. The paragraph of the patient is 47 year old African American female, who is referred to see me by Dr. Pond, PONDT, for evaluation of availability and creatinine. To the paragraph, the patient has past medical history significant for one pulmonary embolus in 2016 after surgery. Next, Sjogren syndrome. Next, chronic kidney disease since 2011. I'm sorry, since 2016. Has been followed by nephrologist. Next, hypertension. Patient is wanting to get another opinion. Your paragraph, past surgical history include abdominoplasty. Your paragraph, allergy, she's allergic to liver pain. Your paragraph, social history, patient is married, two children, no smoking, no alcohol. Correction, she does drink 2 to 3 drinks per week. No drug use. She works as the manager of social workers. Family history. Father and mother have dementia. Two sisters have breast cancer history. Your paragraph, physical system is abused, no headache, good vision, no chest pain, no shortness of breath. No cough, no dry mouth, no dry eyes, no heartburn. She does not get nausea and vomiting with mycophenolate. Otherwise, she has no GI issues. In particular, no abdominal pain. She has regular bowel movements, no melena. She has no nocturia, no foaming in urination. She does have stress incontinence. She's had two UTIs in the last year. The last menstrual period was on 12/28/2025. Paragraph, all other systems that are negative. Immunization, she received two shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Paragraph, current medication include valsartan 320 mg daily. Paragraph, on physical exam, vital signs, I mentioned a lot of changes because of the extravasal activation, jet conjunctiva, and etc. No cervical fibrinopathy, not heritably bilaterally, no jugular means extension bilaterally. Most of the causes of nephrangular is non-multiple, I guess, next is supplement system for the GVC, heart, child, or aortic rhythm. Normal as well as children, normal as well as non-free childhood, lungs, at three, to auscultation, no package of disease, with abdomen, soft, and soft, megaly, or spinal megaly. No guiding demand of the GVC, extremities, there is no edema, the lower extremities, skin, no skin, no skin, no skin, no skin, no skin, investigations, do the following. From December 2025, UM 12 creatinine 1.34, GFR is 49 milliliters per minute, potassium 4.6, potassium 27, and albumin is 3.8, normal level function test, CBC, hemoglobin 13.5. From June 2025, UM 35 creatinine 1.51, GFR is 43 milliliters per minute. Your analysis from June shows 3 plus glucose. She was on Farxiga at that time and 1 plus 13. Now, Stefan, our plan 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. Patient has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including hypertension and Sjogren syndrome. We are going to do a workup, including serologic workup, imaging studies, quantification of proteinuria, and gene genetic testing. We will reconvene to discuss the workup and for further planning. Next, diagnosis history of PE in the past. We're going to screen patient for hyperpolidable state. Next is Sjogren syndrome, asymptomatic completely. However, given the presence of chronic kidney disease, there can be an extra glandular manifestation of Sjogren. She may require kidney biopsy if serial report up is negative. Next, obesity patient will need to be to lose weight. I thank you, Dr. Pond, for allowing me to see patient consultation. I'll see you back in 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup. I'll keep you updated on her progress and the report. Thanks to Dr. Pond, PONDT, and the report.